Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Shout hallelujah.
We need to say hallelujah.
If there are hearts with expectation here tonight, I'd like you to shout a bigger hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight I'm excited to be
here.
I do not take this privilege for granted.
Ben doke una zerefi ahakaba.
Unfortunately,
what direction yada?
Our president had an urgent matter to attend to.
Shugabamu ya jeweni aika.
So he couldn't be with us this evening.
Be iya yazonan awendereba.
But he has asked me to stand here.
Amaya sa insaya amadinsa.
And do the needful. So together tonight, we are going to go on a journey with the Holy Ghost. Are you excited? If you are excited, shout hallelujah. Before we begin, I bring recognition to all the men of God in the house. The labor that you are putting in this place will not go unrewarded. In the name of Jesus. Just in case you are here and you have an expectation tonight in your heart, I'd like you to lift up your hands towards heaven and begin to talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus from the depth of your heart. Hofela sese feno. Livre hi sufena kalia. Tell him that he will locate you tonight. It is the hour of the Holy Ghost. It is the hour of the Spirit of the Living God. The Bible said in Hosea, it said, after 2 days, he will revive us. And on the third day, he shall raise us up. Tonight is a night of establishment. It's a night of establishment. And if you are ready, lift up your voice and say, Jesus, locate me tonight. Locate me tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated briefly. I want to tell us a story. The story that is captured in the Holy Scriptures. The Bible told us in Genesis 1:1 that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God
Allah
created
Yachiria
the heaven
Sama
and the earth
the Kasa.
That tells us that the Almighty God is the beginning of all things. And He is deliberate about everything He does. That goes to tell you that you that is under the sound of my voice, you are not an accident, but you are a deliberate orchestration. A deliberate orchestration of the Spirit of the living God. You are not here by accident. The Lord took His time, thought about you, and created you in a certain way. He did not just create you like that. He created an environment, and He placed you in that environment. And He said to you, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and have dominion. Are you here with me? Are you listening to my story? If you're listening, shout amen. This is the story of the first man that was created by the Almighty God. His name is called
Adam.
God created him as the crown of His creation and placed him in a place of habitation. That is called the Garden of Eden. But God gave him an instruction. He said, of all the trees that is in the garden, you are free to eat of them all. What of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. A time came that the devil showed up when the man was in his unguarded hour. And he met the wife of the man. And he asked her a question. He said, did God really say that you should not eat of all the trees that is in the garden? And the woman replied him. He said, God said we can eat of all the trees that is in the garden. But we should not eat of the tree that is in the midst of the garden. He said, in the day that we eat of it, we will die. And the devil said, you shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God. And the Bible said that the woman saw the tree. She saw that it was good for food. She saw that it was pleasing to the eyes. And she saw that it was good to make one wise. So she took of the tree and she ate, and she gave to her husband that was with her. And instantly their eyes were opened and they discovered that they were naked. It was a simple transaction that altered the destinies of mankind forever. A simple transaction that altered the agenda of God forever. When God came, He couldn't find them in the place He placed them. Because they have departed from where He kept them. This brings me to say this to someone. Every instruction that God gives is not in His best,
but
to prove his godhood over you. For it is his intelligent way of preserving you. The man never knew that the key to creation, the key that kept the gate of creation locked from if you treasure from the powers of darkness, was hanging on that instruction, thou shalt not eat. But he never knew. So he ate and he opened the gate of creation. So if you treasure from the powers of evil. This bring me to tell someone that every instructions of God to you, but the one you hear and the one you read from the Holy Scriptures is a deliberate act of God to preserve you. And every disobedience is meted with just consequence and judgment. So in the book of Genesis chapter 3, from verse 14, we saw the displeasure of the Most High God, and he began to dish out the judgment that their rebellion deserved. And he said to the serpent, he said, what is this that thou have done? Because of this your act, you will forever go upon your belly. You will forever go upon your belly. And of the dust of the earth shall you eat of. He turned to the woman. He said, woman, what is this that thou have done? Because of this that you have done, each in pain will you bring forth? He turned to the man. In the book of Genesis chapter 19, he said, in the sweat of your face shall you eat of the ground until the day that you return to the earth. For from thence you are made. For thus art thou, and thus shall you return. The Lord God unveiled a mystery here. He told the serpent, he said, you shall feed of the dust. And he said to the man, he said, you are dust. So he empowered the devil. He empowered serpent to feed on dust. So anyone took wonder that is a dust, is a puppet in the hand of the devil. The devil has every right to pounce on him, to pounce on her. Is somebody hearing me? If you are here with me, shout amen. Yes, hi. For a house, you offend a cast. It's a funny telephone ask. Urua de la vac, a vac, tehi, tahanos. A few fellas,
yes.
Roof and a cease house. Full here. Calabar,
run Mosawa.
So the man,
Sebutum,
that is a natural man.
There's a man, Mutum,
is a puppet in the hand of the serpent, because of the utterance of God. By this utterance, God sentenced man, the natural man, to the prison house of the devil, to be tormented, to be afflicted by the devil and his demons. So the natural man,
Mutum,
He has no power against the devil. He's a prisoner of the serpent. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God said, he said, I will put enmity between you, serpent, and the woman, and the seed of the, between thy seed, and the seed of the woman. He said, the seed of the woman shall bruise thy head, and your seed shall strike their feet.
This
was where the warfare was instituted. That the devil have right to pounce on the natural man and the man that is powerful has the power to pounce on the devil. But something happened when we begin to journey from Genesis down to the book of the New Testament. We begin to see the actions that played out. We saw the devil consistently carrying out his own activity. He was bruising the heel of man. He was afflicting the heels of man. He was afflicting the life of man. He was tormenting the lives of man. It was so graphic. The first one that was graphic was the story of a woman that is called
Sarah.
In the book of Genesis chapter 10, chapter 11, verse 30, the Bible says, and
Sarah
was barren.
But I, the high one.
She was barren.
But the high one.
The devil pounced on her.
She then yezewurinda
and ate up her womb.
Say she what my finta
took away the ability.
Yeah, toke ego
the capacity to conceive seed
naichiki
and to bring forth.
For me, kadata ya.
So he played her with a name.
Say asata.
She has a title.
A chiki watayene
among her equal.
Anakirata.
Everyone looked to her.
Oh, when the mutuna rubeta.
Describe her as barren.
Anakewe.
He says Sarah.
Sarah
was barren.
But at the high one,
it took away her joy.
It then yado kefari
chikita. It took away her happiness.
It then yado kefari chikita.
2, 4, 7. 2, 4, 7.
Her koni logochi.
She was always in mourning.
Tanata wula.
She was in depression.
Tanata kuka.
Because she cannot bring forth.
Domi bata iya high one.
Because a serpent.
Domi shedan.
Bounce on her womb.
Yachiga chikita.
And took away the ability to be.
Yado kefari na in.
This is the reality.
Wana gaskiani.
Of somebody under the sound of my voice. The devil pounce on you. And now you are a victim. You are a victim of the striking power of the serpent. You look as if your life
Martin
Tribe anything committed into your hands, it dies. You are trying your best. You are doing everything you can, but nothing seems to work. I came to announce to you tonight that you are just a victim of the striking influence of the serpent. You are a victim of the striking influence of the holy of the serpent.
Na ego na mechi.
Everything committed to heart.
Look at Mudambaka.
It doesn't drive. It doesn't go anywhere. You are doing everything you can.
But
it looks as if you can't move forward.
Ah.
But if that is the reality of somebody, under the sound of my voice tonight, I came to announce to you with the apostolic and prophetic mantle that tonight the hand of God will come in your direction.
It will come in your direction. It will come in your direction. If you believe that, you shout it loud and say amen. Kalamahatea. Fandohisi. Forohotea. As he journeyed further, he landed in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. And we saw the striking story of a young man. His name is Jabez. His name is Jabez. The Bible describes Jabez as more honorable than all his brethren in the whole of his lineage. If you are sample of them, Jabez will stand out because he appeared as a man of honor. He was built. He was built.
He was built.
Okay.
Anginashi.
He was built for greatness.
Anginashi domi kerfi
da. He was built for power.
Anginashi domi iko.
He was built for wealth.
Anginashi domi azidi.
He was built for influence and affluence.
Anginashi domi a.
But something strange happened to him. He became a victim of the striking power of the serpent. And his mother was responsible for his situation. The mother made an utterance that became an anchor for the devil. Therefore, he is a child of sorrow.
Azabani.
She in sorrow she gave birth to him.
Taking Azaba to high fish.
And the serpent took hold that word and began to pounce on the life of Jabez. He looked honorable. If he appeared, you will look at him as a wealthy man. You will look at him as someone that is blessed indeed. But unfortunately, the mother called him the child of sorrow. And because of that utterance, and took hold of the utterance and began to afflict his life. Throw him into abject poverty. Nothing was for him. Everywhere he goes, he meets with disappointment. He meets with this hard situation. Until he was tired. He became tired. And the Bible said in verse 10 that he lifted up his voice and he cried to the Most High God, he said, "Oh God, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and change my name." And the Bible said, "The Lord hearkened unto his voice." I don't know who is under the sound of my voice tonight. Who is a victim of the striking power of the serpent? I don't know who is under the sound of my voice that is a victim of the striking influence of the serpent. Tonight, I came to announce to you that there's Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, a risen Christ, shall use that serpent for your sake. If you believe that, you will shout the loudest amen. Some of us, there is nothing we did. We are only a victim of the warfare that came from our family. We are only victims of the sins of others. That was the reality of Jabez. But when he came of age, when he was tired of his situation, he lifted up a cry and he cried to the Lord, and God heard him. We moved from there. And we saw a striking story of a very young man in the book of Mark chapter 5 from verse 1 down to 20, it was the story of the young man that is called the madman of Gadara. This young man, the Bible gave his credentials. The Bible gave his credentials. If you look at his credentials, you will see that he is a man of great capacity. He was so powerful in the agenda of God that Jesus himself, after has had his life, to the other side, in order to reach out to the young man. In the book of Mark chapter 4, from verse 35 to 41, you will see when Jesus told his disciples, he said, let us go to the other side. And while they were trying to cross the river, to the other side, the Bible says a storm rose up against them. The storm beat on their boats. It beat on their ships. And everyone was scared. But Jesus was in the hinder part. And he was asleep. And the wave became all boisterous. And the disciples cried out, say, Master, perish thou not that we perish. And when Jesus stood up, he rebuked the wind, as there was a great calm. And then he asked his disciples, where is your faith? Why are you of little faith? So you see, Jesus and his disciples went through this problem, troubles, to reach out to this young man that is mad. The devil attacked his mind because at the time of his conception, the powers of darkness, they saw his potential. This young man, only him had the capacity to play host. To play host to more than 2,000 devils. More than 2,000 devils were living inside of him. They were inside of him. Imagine 2,000 persons living inside of you. Your life cannot be the same. So this young man, he was carrying the destiny of 2,000 devils. I didn't say 20 demons. I didn't say 200 demons. I didn't even say 2,000 devils. The Bible says legion, more than 2,000. They were inside of him to ensure that he does not fulfill destiny. But when Jesus appeared to tell you the capacity of this young man, when he was sealed and delivered, Jesus said to him in the book of Mark chapter 5 and in verse 19, he said, go now, tell your friends and your brethren what the Lord has done for you. And in verse 20, the Bible said the young man went and began to publish it in 10 cities. In 10 cities. Gudagoma. This young man, he has the capacity to win 10 cities to Jesus, to conquer 10 cities for Jesus. But when the devil saw his capacity, they came to him and they attacked his mind. They gave him a stone and drive and drove him to go and be living among the tombs, to live in the graveyard, and with that stone they gave to him in his hand. Day and night he caught himself and he cried. His life was in pain. He knows that he was better than this. He knows that his life was better than this. But why is he in this situation? By his hand, he uses the stone to cut himself. He lives in the tomb among dead people. He does not want it. But there is nothing he could do about it. Because he is a victim of the striking power of the serpent. This looks like somebody under the sound of my voice. You have a massive destiny in God. You have a boisterous destiny with Jesus. And the devil saw this. So they came to you. They came with a stone. And they put that stone in your hand. And with that stone, you have been cutting yourself. You have been cutting yourself. You have been destroying yourself. You don't want to. But there is a power that has latched itself to you. And this power has been militating against you. He has bound you so much that you cannot free yourself. Some of us, this stone is our phones. Some of us, this stone is pornography. Some of us, this stone is fornication. Some of us, this stone is a lying tongue. Some of us, this stone, I don't know the stone in your hand that with which you are using to destroy the boisterous destiny that you have with Jesus. But tonight, the power of the highest, the power of the highest will locate you, just like he located the madman of Gadara, and your prophetic destiny will be activated in the name of Jesus. If you are the one, let your amen thunder into the heaven. If we move further to the book of John, chapter 5, from verse 1, we will see the story of a man. The Bible says he sat in the river that is called the pool of Bethesda. Concerning this pool, the Bible says a certain season, an angel from the Lord is sent to trouble the waters. An angel from the Lord is sent to trouble the waters. And as he troubled the waters, the Bible said, anyone that jumped in first is made whole of whatsoever infirmity. The story of this man is so pathetic.
We are
to say, am I correct? Shout amen.
You see, I mean,
am I early? Who know? If it is a low fenny, if it is highest sovereign, if it is a tear, if it is a good one. I tell him, so say, the fancy higher, go here. Who may light a hello? Umele lege ho taone. Saile maro gari holeno. Vedene sahaye sabulaila. The Bible said, for 38 years, this man was at a pool that is called Bethesda. For 38 good years, 38 seasons passed him by, but he couldn't break free. He couldn't break free. Why? Because he's a victim of the striking power of the serpent. He's a victim of the striking power of the serpent. When I read these stories, I began to wonder, and I began to ask the Lord question. This is partiality. You get the devil so much power to pounce on flesh, to afflict man, to afflict the souls of men, and you left the man powerless at the mercy of the devil. And the Lord took me to the book of John. In the book of John chapter 3, from verse 1, we begin to see a man like me. The Bible called him Nicodemus. He was called Nicodemus. He's a ruler of the Jews. He's a Pharisee. He's a daughter of the Lord. And he's also a man. He was devastated because of the situation of man. Because of the pathetic situation of man. All his life, he has seen men being at the mercy of the serpent. Then suddenly, he saw a fellow man appeared on the scene, and the man began to oppress the devil. He began to oppress the devil. He began to torment Satan and his devils, to the point that the devil came to him and he found nothing of his in him. So he buried his title as a doctor of the law, as a Pharisee. So in the midnight like this, he smuggled his way to where Jesus was. And in verse 2, he came to him with a question. He said, Rabbi, that is to say, Malam, Master, I perceive that you are a teacher. I come from God, because no man can do these things you do, these wondrous miracles that you do, except say God be with him. And I began to probe the interaction between Jesus and Nicodemus. And I found out that, just like me, Nicodemus was asking the Lord, what makes you different? You are a man like me. How come I'm under the striking power of serpent? And you are not. Not that you are not under the power, but you are so much free from his influence that you even afflict Satan and his demon. He said, what makes you different? That was the question that Nicodemus was asking Jesus. And Jesus looked at him with so much admiration. And Jesus said to him, understanding the question that he was asking, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Think about that for a moment. Except a man is born again, he cannot see. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus revealed something to Nicodemus. That if you read in a hurry, you will miss the point. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. And I say, okay, let me investigate this kingdom. That is where the secret is. If there is a difference between me and Jesus, then that secret must be in this thing called the kingdom of God. So the Holy Spirit took me to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 4 and in verse 20. He defined the kingdom. He said, for the kingdom is not in words, but is in power. By that, we understand that what Jesus was saying, to live on this earth, to stave off the influence of the striking power of the serpent, you must be decorated with power. You must be buried in power. He said the kingdom is not in word, but is in power. Jesus revealed that where he came from is a realm that was decorated, that was constructed, that was built in power. And every citizen that comes from that kingdom can never be powerless. You can never be powerless. If you come from that kingdom, one of you, of the token that will be given to you is the token called power. By this,
the hacker,
Jesus awoken the consciousness of Nicodemus.
Yes, we are Nicodemus.
You mean there is a kingdom that is built in power?
So can mulhi de angina.
Jesus say yes.
Yes, yes.
He said, how can I be a part of this kingdom? Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Nicodemus felt helpless because he's a full-grown man. What do you mean that a man must be born again? Shall a man enter back into his mother's womb and be born? He was confused. And Jesus told him, verily, verily, I say, except a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Aha! This is where the problem is. Jesus revealed that every man that walked the earth must be born twice. Must be born twice. The first birth is the betting by the water. This is what happened exactly when a pregnant woman have attained her full strength and she's about to bring forth. There is something that is called the water that breaks. Once the water breaks, then we know that a child is about to come forth. That is the natural way for every man that is born. But if that is the only way you are born, Jesus is saying, you are nothing more than the flesh. You are nothing more than flesh. You are nothing more but than flesh. Except
say
a man
Mutum
is born again. He's a slave.
Yes, a power
of the striking power
na ego
of the serpent.
Na mechinji.
He will not see the supernatural. He will be a slave of devils and demons. Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. No matter how decorated, no matter how beautiful, no matter how handsome, no matter how intelligent, if you like, be a professor. If you like, be a doctor of neurology. If you are not born again, Jesus said, you are flesh. Just like
Sarah,
the wife of Abraham. The Bible describes her that she was fair to look upon. In other words, if you see
Sarah,
she is the goddess of beauty. Cannot see the supernatural except the man be born of water. Yes, you've been born of water. My question tonight is, are you born of the spirit? Are you born of the spirit? That is where the power
in the ego
to bruise the head of the serpent is. If you are not born again, there is no power in you, and perpetually you will be a victim of the striking power of the serpent.
Ask yourself that question.
Except a man be born of the spirit, he cannot see the kingdom. So Nicodemus was confused. He said, how shall these things be? Jesus told him, he said, he that is born of flesh is flesh, but one that is born of the spirit. He describes such a one thus. He said, as the wind blow where it listeth, even though you can't see it, you can hear the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the spirit. So is everyone that is born of the spirit. What does that tell us? The reason why the devil can afflict you is because life is predictable. Your life is predictable. The devil can tell your patterns. He can tell your pattern. He can tell your itinerary. And he knows where to wait for you. He knows you will travel on Friday next week. And he knows that you will pass through this road. And you will enter a bus. To enter Lafia. So he will program accident. To wait for you. If you are not born of the Spirit. You will enter the same bus. That the devil has marked for you. But once you are born of the Spirit. As the wind blow where it listeth. And you hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell where it comes from. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So if you are born of the Spirit, then the Spirit will come to you. Don't enter this bus. The Spirit will come to you. Don't travel on Friday. The Spirit will come to you. He will tell you, hold on. Don't travel. But that is the heritage of them that is born of the Spirit. Because he that is born of flesh, his flesh is deep. Nicodemus was tired. He said, how can a man be born again? How can this thing be? And Jesus told him,
yes, Father, Master.
He said, believe.
We come back to Gaskia.
He said, believe.
Come back to Gaskia.
In the Son of God.
Adam Allah.
In the one that God has sent.
I can wonder Allah, yes.
If you believe in him, you will not be condemned. But if you believe not, you are condemned already. And the devil has power to afflict you. But the moment you believe in the Son of God, and you accept him as your Lord, and your Savior, the Bible says you are saved. You are delivered from the striking power of the devil. He said, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but shall have the life that is life indeed. In John 10:10, he said, for the devil come not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it more in abundance. The torment you are going through is only permitted to last. It's only permitted to last until you give your life to Christ. This is the story that everyone that is under the torment of the devil, that wants to break free, that wants to have freedom, there is something he must do. He said, as Moses lifted up the brazen serpent in the wilderness, and whosoever looked upon it is made whole from his affliction, so shall the Son of Man be lifted. And he will draw all men to himself. He said, if you look on him that was pierced, if you can behold him that was pierced on the cross, you will be translated from under the dominion of darkness into the power and the kingdom of the Christ. Is there somebody under the sound of my voice who has not caught the covenant of life? Who has not caught the covenant of life? Who is still under the torment of the devil? Who is still a victim of the striking influence of the serpent? The serpent is only permitted to strike you because you are powerless. But the moment you become aware and you accept the lordship of Jesus, you will be admitted into the kingdom of power. And you will not only be powerful to save yourself, you will be powerful to be deliverance to others. For we know the kingdom is not in war, it is built in power, and every citizen of that kingdom is a creature of power, is a creature of authority, is a creature of influence, not just among men but also among spirit. Jesus called the 12 in the book of Luke chapter 10 or 12 or verse, chapter 10 verse 1 or chapter 12 verse 1. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents, upon scorpion. I give unto you power over all the powers of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. This is the heritage of them that have accepted him as Lord, that have accepted him as Lord, that have accepted him as Lord. Is someone under the sound of my voice that have been given a stone with which you are destroying yourself and you are powerless about it? Tonight I show you a mystery. If only you can see him that hangs on the cross, that stone will drop off your hand. Is anyone under the sound of my voice that is bedridden, that is afflicted and tormented by one sickness or the other? If you can look on him that hung on the cross, the Bible says you will be made whole. Has your life been in a cage? As demons can go against your life and destiny, just like the madman of Gadara, you shake yourself like Samson, as at the other time, in order to break free. For the power of the serpent has latched itself upon you, and no matter how hard you try, you discover that you are powerless. Hey, I come tonight to announce to you, I come tonight to announce to you, he said, there is no other name by which men can be saved. If only you can look unto him that hung on the cross for your sake, for my sake, and say, Jesus, because of what you have done, I drop my life for you, and I take your life. If you have discovered that you are indeed powerless and you are a victim of the striking power of the serpent, it is time to say, Jesus, I cannot help myself, so I come to you that I may be admitted into the power, kingdom of power, that I may be decorated with power, so that I will strike, so that I will bruise the serpent and his demons. I tell you the truth, brothers and sisters, if your eyes should open to see the wickedness that goes on, you will know that without Jesus, life is hopeless.
You are bad that we need to fight.
If your eyes should open and you see who you are in Christ Jesus, and you judge it with where you are, you will know that indeed the devil has robbed you. As I speak, search your heart. This is the third day. This is the third day. If you miss the first day, maybe the devil succeeded in deceiving you and refuses you from answering the call. In the first day, you wanted to accept Jesus, but you find yourself struggling. Even in the second day, when the altar call was made, you wanted to move, but the power held you down. Tonight is the last chance. Tonight is the last chance. If you want to break free from the striking power of the serpent, it's time to make up your mind and look on him that hung on the cross, and look on him that was pierced, and say, because of this that you have done for me, I give you my life. I tell you a story. I went to a state to preach. It was a 2 days program to tell you the wickedness that is in the world. In the city, there is a witch. That witch is known as the third most powerful witch in Nigeria. When my host invited me, they began to pray. They made so much prayers that the woman became threatened. She became threatened. This woman was powerful. She doesn't come out for more than 2 years. She will lock herself inside, accumulating power. Any day she stepped out, she comes out by 12 noon. And anytime she comes out, somebody must die. Accident must happen. People will lose their life. There is a woman there that was looking for the fruit of a womb for so long. After prayers upon prayers, God decided to look upon her with mercy. And she took him at the age of 60. And she gave birth to that child. But prior to this time, this old witch has sworn that over my dead body will this woman give birth for 60 good years. This woman looked for a child. Child was not coming for her. And after prayer upon prayers, God heard her prayers, gave her a child. The woman waited until that child was born. Then the witch came and pounced on the child and killed the child. What a wicked boy. A woman of 60 years trusted God for a child. For 60 years, she was given a child. And a witch came and snatched that child away again. Why? Because she was powerless. When I went to this village, the woman came for me. And where I was standing, They brought the car to pick me. And as the car was reversing, Okada man with one woman at the back. From nowhere, they entered the back of the car that was reversing. And they were knocked down. The idea was to stop our program. But because of power, the agenda of the devil was frustrated. Even though those people were brought down, they were not hurt. We still did not know what was happening. So on the second day of the program, a woman came to a program like this. And she was trying to destroy the program. And the spirit of the Lord fell upon me. Just like we fall upon me tonight. For your sake. And I began to pray. And to chant. An arrow from the Lord pierced the woman, and instantly she was paralyzed, and she began to confess of the atrocities that she has done. She was confessing of all the evil that she has brought to that community. Without power, you will be a victim. You will be a victim of the striking power of the serpent. Tonight, I give you an invitation to a new life in Christ Jesus. Is there anyone under the sound of my voice that is tired of powerlessness? That is tired of the molestation of the devil? It is time to say no more to sin. Because sin makes you powerless. Sin makes you powerless. Take a minute. Search your soul. Are you where God wants you to be? If you are not, I give you an invitation to power. I give you an invitation to life. I give you an invitation to authority, both in the natural and in the spirit. If you are under the sound of my voice, Jesus is not yet your Lord. Maybe you have heard of him, but you are still a drunkard. You are still a fornicator. You are still a liar. You are still doing all kinds of things that he doesn't like. I give an invitation tonight to come to power, to come to freedom, to come to life in the name of Jesus. If you are under the sound of my voice and you say, Lord Jesus, I am tired of the status quo, I want to surrender to you. Rise to your feet, and in the next 3 minutes, I like you to run to the front. I like you to run to the front. I like you to run to the front, because the hand of Jesus is open to receive you. We made a call yesterday. We made a call day before yesterday. And we are making it today. If you are not answering any of these, this is another opportunity. Say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. Run to the front. Run to the front. After the count of seven, you should be in the front. It's an invitation to life. It's an invitation to power.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to,
and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info.ejmi.ng@gmail.com or visit us on our website at www.encounterjesus.cc to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege of discipling you. God bless you.